This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us. The consumer sector is normally seen as resilient and defensive in nature, but COVID has changed this perception.
Earnings from certain consumer stocks have taken a hit, with consumption waning while cost pressures continue to rise. And meanwhile, valuations for the consumer sector historically trade at a premium to the broader FBM KLCI.
So are these premium valuations of 21 times for this sector still warranted when the FBM KLCI is trading at just 16 times price earnings ratio?
To answer that burning question, we speak now to Shifa Masuri Ismail, the equity research analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Shifa, good morning. Now, this year, the consumer sector has underperformed the broader market, but does the recent national recovery plan further set back recovery since a full reopening is only expected in the fourth quarter?
Well, to recap, the national recovery plan is a strategy to transition out of the COVID-19 crisis that comprises of four phases. I would say, yes, the NRP has caused some delay in the recovery, but this is understandable considering the high number of cases that we still have at the moment. However, if you look at the long-term perspective, we reckon that this more structured plan with objective threshold should help to control the pandemic in a more sustainable manner. For our consumer sector specifically, we project that recovery could be seen in the third phase of the national recovery plan. If you look at the details in the third phase, we would expect to see some degree of social activities being permitted. While they don't specify directly what consists of the social activities, we reckon that this will constitute of things in the likes of dining in and leisure shopping being allowed. This is where we would hope to see some degree of reopening for our consumer players. Not forgetting on the broader basis, the significant improvement on vaccination rollout will also help to speed up the recovery progress. So in short, our recovery thesis remains intact, supported by the successful containment of the pandemic that should leave overall confidence and provide clearer visibility of the recovery picture moving forward.
Would some consumer companies be better able to weather these prolonged closures and even capacity constraints imposed by the SOPs? And what are some of these names?
Well, our view tilted more on the retail players, specifically under our coverage for Mr. DIY and Focus Point. For Mr. DIY, in regards to the current implementation of FMCO, we gather that all of their stores are still allowed to operate, with an exception for Mr. Toy that currently stands at 40 stores, which is a tiny slice of the pie of 5% of the group total outlets. Additionally, we also applaud the group's recent launch of robotic warehouse in Sri Kembangan that are able to increase its operational efficiency by 200% and fulfill online purchases faster. While despite online contribution still in its infancy stage, we reckon that this would provide a new avenue for growth as online shopping has become the new norm spearheaded by the pandemic. Secondly, for Focus Point, we opine the group will be able to weather through the near-term hiccup with its relatively MCO-resilient business model as we view optical as an essential rather than discretionary purchases. From what we gather, their optical business is unevenly impacted, with sales often in those tourist-centric malls like KLCC and Genting, while outlets in community malls are still doing pretty decent sales. The group has also pivoted to introduce online platform to enhance accessibility of their products to potential customers.
So Shifa, who on the other hand would be negatively impacted?
With the prolonged lockdown, we think Aeon will be negatively impacted from the mall closure. Note that property management segment, which is the group's shopping mall operations, account for a large chunk of 89% of the group operating profit in 2020. Despite that, compared to the previous MCO 1.0, we think that the impact will be less severe as Aeon is more equipped and experienced, having braced through the worst in March and May last year.
Meanwhile, we've seen a sharp surge in the prices of many commodities like palm oil and milk solids, while transport costs have also gone up. Will this impact the margins of some names?
Yes, that's a good point. We expect consumer staples under our coverage to see margin compression. To note, the CPO price, which are the key component for food producers, have surged close to 45% year-on-year. So for companies under our coverage, we expect Nestle to continue to face margin squeeze with the increase in commodity prices, coupled with the high COVID-19 related expenses. Note that both of these has caused their EBITDA margin to contract by negative 1.8 percentage point year-on-year in their first quarter 21 results. Additionally, we view that contributions from HoReCa segment, which are hotel, restaurants, and cafe, will continue to remain soft following the dine-in restrictions. Secondly, we also think that housing industries, the biscuit manufacturer, will be negatively impacted. Despite the stable sales that they have, housing gross margin has been declining on the back of higher fuel price, which makes up approximately 40% of the group raw material costs.
Okay then, Shifa, the burning question. What's your call on the sector and your top picks?
Right. So overall, we have a neutral rating for consumer sector as we expect to see varying degrees of recoveries across our coverage. Well, I guess you can tell from the tone of my past points that our topics are Mr. DIY and Focus Point. We have a buy call for Mr. DIY. We had a target price of 4.79 ringgit. This newly included KLCI index stock have proven business model and robust outlet expansion that will be the catalyst for the group growth moving forward. Secondly, we have favorable outlook on Focus Point. We remain confident in the group prospect with its relatively MCO resilient business model. In addition to that, to drive its earning growth, we expect to see more F&B sales with the commencement of its second central kitchen. It's worth highlighting that while many people are familiar with Focus Point to be an optical stores, they also have F&B division that supply big products to their own retail community, as well as quite a number of corporate clients in the likes of popular convenience stores and cafes. We expect Focus Point to be able to secure new corporate clients, given the popularity of their product offerings, coupled with the availability of additional capacity in their new central kitchen. And for that, we have a buy call for Focus Point with a target price of 1.10 ringgit.
Now, Shifa Masuri Ismail, equity research analyst of Hong Leong Investment Bank. I couldn't help but notice that she pointed out that Kumugi is under the Focus Point brand.
Yes, it is.
I love Kumugi, by the way.
It's apparently not the most healthy.
It's not the most healthy, but it, good Lord, it's delicious. It is. You know, you go to LG Mid Valley, right? Wow, you know, they have
concourse. Yeah. Once upon a time when we all used to roam around.
For, yeah. Cannot go anymore.
Yeah.
Now.
But the two top picks are rather interesting. I wouldn't actually, in my mind, assume that these retail picks are them, are her top picks. So it's Mr. DIY and, of course, Focus Point. Now, Mr. DIY is the one that I, you know, takes my breath away. It's done incredibly well from the IPO time. But if I look at a note, right, in terms of the price earnings ratio, you're talking about 52 times for FY21. The market seems to be pricing in a huge premium to its superstellar growth.
It's not about the present, darling. It's always about the future, right?
Yeah, it's the growth, right?
It's the growth. It's the growth. And, you know, they've got these brands, right, which are not even brands. I mean, they sell stuff which basically break down within the first 3 months, right?
Don't say that.
No, they do. Let's call a spade, right? High margin, very, very, high volume turnover products, right? You go in there, you buy your phone holder, then it cracks within 3 months. You're going to go and buy again because they're cheap and, you know, everybody buys it, the migrant workers buy it.
Disposals, right?
It's disposable. And they've got like, what? They're going to get to 1,000 stores by good knows when, right?
But I'm just curious.
It's just the footprint.
At the end of the day, you know, when it comes to all these kind of retail players, what will bring these valuations back home at some point is when you can't grow stores and then you look at same store sales growth. What is that figure? But that might not be happening to them quite so soon, though.
I think then the strategy is because they've got the footprint, then they change the product mix into higher, you know, into like more premium products where the margins are fat again. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because Malaysia is getting richer. Do you know what I mean? Right? And then they've got that e-commerce platform which is coming up.
But I think this is a stock definitely to watch.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.